out of one.
What are you?
We just finished a book for you.
A book for me?
Yeah, it's entitled Seven Basic Needs of a Wife.
Seven Basic Needs of a Wife?
A wife, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
They told me that the fourth best-selling book here was The Basic Needs of a Wife. I said, that's stuff I taught 30 years ago. And a whole lot of new stuff to add to that. So quickly, I wrote a book a couple weeks ago. It's an 80-page book on the same subject. Now it's really a rich book.
Oh, that's right. You've been saying that for years and years and years.
Yeah.
You're really good at that.
Well, I'm a listener. I listen to problems and try to find answers.
You're really good at listening to people's problems, Bill. I've got a friend here with me, too. His name's Luke. Say hi, Luke.
Hey, Bill.
Can you hear him?
Yeah.
So, what are you doing tonight, Bill? We just called to chat. I hope you're not, busy.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt your... I know you got a big publishing schedule, and
kind of fading away.
You're not busy, are you? We just called to chat.
Well, tell me what's going on in your life.
Well, it's hard to know where to begin. I've been doing some bad things, and it's really, really dragging me down. And, first it started with the Christmas tree farm.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, I was embezzling Christmas trees.
You were what?
This is my friend Luke. He's been embezzling Christmas trees from the elves.
This is not Robert Greenlaw.
He was taking the elves' Christmas trees and stealing them, and the elves didn't have any. They didn't have any trees. Do you have a tree, Bill?
Who is this?
This is Robert and Luke.
Luke who?
Luke. Like a shepherd. Luke is a shepherd.
It's a French name. It's L-U-C. Well, it's more like Luke. But I don't really speak French. I'm from Minnesota, so I have trouble pronouncing it. But anyway,
did you say Robert Greenlaw? Because this is Robert Greenpaw, like bear paw, but green, not a bear.
Where do you live?
We're in Minnesota, except for I don't have a horrible accent like that. I'm just tired.
But I think you've been on to something.
Yeah.
Like we said, times have been really rough, and we had a real rough season at the Christmas tree farm here, and it's just been financially rough, and I got into some things I shouldn't have been doing with the farmer's wife, and it's eating me up inside, and I just, this Institute of Principles, and I just heard about it on the radio on 98.
Heard about what?
I heard about the Institute on that 98.3 in Minnesota.
What is that?
Up in,
when was that?
Well, There was a show a while back, and they mentioned it. There was a pastor man on the radio, and I heard it. I heard about it. He mentioned it, and I did some more research and saw the books I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't be calling like that. I had a rough day, and I was just looking for, you know, someone to talk to. But I know you're busy writing books, and I don't want to waste any more time, Mr. Goddard.
Have you been to a basic seminar?
What seminar?
Yeah, a basic seminar.
No, I haven't yet.
Well, I would really encourage you to go.
If you got a seminar up in Duluth?
Yeah, you can order it. You can order it and get it set up there. You can go through it.
Okay. Where do I order a seminar?
From our Texas office.
Oh. Well. Now I don't get down to Texas very often. My ex-wife is down in Texas, but. I don't go there much anymore. You know, I work on the farm. I work on the farm a lot these days.
Uh-huh.
But.
Well,
so,
I.
So do I. Do I need to go to Dallas or?
No, you order from the.
Oh.
Let me give you a number.
Oh, okay. What would that number be?
972.
972.
757. 757. 3580.
305080. Right. Okay. All right.
You have a good night.
Bye.
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 Say.
Bye.
No, wait.
I just had one last thought. I'm just looking at my Christmas tree here. Because, you know, I guess that's one of the perks of the job, if there is one. And there's an angel on top. And I see the angel sometimes, and it looks like it's moving up and down and like flapping its wings and watching over the room. You ever feel like you have an angel in the room, Bill?
No.
Not at all?
You don't believe in angels?
I sure do.
But you never seen one?
I don't see one here.
But, and they don't flap their wings?
No, you have a good night.
Sometimes I feel like I can almost feel the wind from...
Sometimes I feel like I have wings on my own, and I can fly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have you ever flown?
Are you on drugs?
I don't know. But I know that I have wings right now.
Have you been drinking?
I think I've... Probably more likely that I've had a few drugs. I don't really like alcohol, but these wings keep me safe. Well,
his doctor said he shouldn't drink alcohol because his liver is not doing so well here.
Yeah. Well, you have a good night.
Wait, don't you want to hear about the snowmobile and hitting the elf?
No, I'm gonna go now.
Oh. Okay, well, I really appreciate it, Bill.
All right, Bill.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good evening.
Take care.
Same.